right. Good afternoon. I'm Teresa. Welcome to Every Nation, Damansara. We exist to honor God and make disciples. And for us, discipleship is relationship. So I so enjoy being Every Nation for the past, honestly, 25 years in this house of Every Nation. And my ministry philosophy and spiritual DNA very much formed, okay, by Every Nation. So without much further ado, let me introduce to you my family. Pastor Timothy Low is my husband. I disciple him, you know, for the past. Just joking. Don't tell that to my husband. Okay. No. Okay, we have been married for 24 years, yeah, and we have 4 children, 3 boys and a daughter. My eldest is Joel, 22 years old. Then Joash, 19. 16 is Jaden, and my Joanna, 11 years old. I so enjoy my children. Of course, when they were much younger, it's a lot of hard work. But today, I'm so grateful to God for giving me 4 children. At times, people ask, wow, how you manage 4? It's really by the grace of God. And as I have grown up today, I find that one of the greatest milestones that I have achieved is really having my children. And I have 4 of them. All of them are so uniquely and wonderfully made. And it so showcased to me who God is. There's so much in God. There's so much abundance in Him that you will enjoy different things about Him, and it comes through my children as well. All right, now, 3 weeks ago, when I was doing my message for Puchong Church, talking about better in praying together. So after I prepare my thoughts and my notes, my husband said, you better run through Pastor Sean, because normally they collaborate their sermons. So, okay, so I thought, yeah, it's good. I have to run through him, see whether he has input. So I sent a message to him and some of my notes. Then he asked me to preach in Damansara. But I told him, I am not a seasoned speaker. I only speak once a year. My annual assignment. I love to serve, okay? I love to share the word of God with peoples that in this house, okay? I love to serve. But yet, I'm not a fantastic orator or professional communicator. So I told him, I so-so only, just make the standard. You know the standard, okay? Then he told me, just speak from your heart. Yeah, of course, I will speak from my heart. Yeah. Yes, the heart is always beating, but sometimes the mind can go blank. So please excuse me. Yeah, in my mind go blank. I pause for a while. I basically, in my mind palace, just like Sherlock Holmes, try to search through all that I need to say, all right? I will go to my notes. Okay, so the last 3 Sundays, Pastor Sean has brought you all through a series on better. He talked about better in prayer, better in the Word of God, and better in identity. Today, I'm going to talk about better in praying together. Now, prayer and the Word of God, if you have done one-to-one, you know it's under the chapter of devotion, and it's called the new discipline. For me, as you grow in God, your prayer and your word shouldn't just stay at only discipline. It should grow into become a pleasure and a lifestyle. Now, what is the difference between discipline and a lifestyle? Discipline is that you always have to tell yourself, okay, I got to do this so that I can reap the benefits. For example, when my children were young, I have to remind them always to brush their teeth. Right? And you know, there's a season of their age. I noticed my boys, I think about 7, 8 years old, they will try to escape, not to brush their teeth, or only do it once a day. But as a mom, I will always try to nag them, you know, you have to brush your teeth. But as they grow in life, they pick up brushing teeth, not just a discipline, but a lifestyle. Naturally, they'll do it. Not only they will do it, they will look for things, or better toothbrush, nicer toothpaste, a different kind of toothpaste, you know. Or even now, we have electronic toothbrush. You have the water spout. So you have add on so much to what you used to be, just a discipline. Now you have a lifestyle. So are prayer and the Word. You have to move from just being a discipline to so love prayer and the Word of God. I am already 35 years a Christian. And I find that there's so much more that I don't know about the prayer and the Word. And the more I get into it, wow, the more I learn and the more I know my God. That's beautiful things about who God is. You know what is eternal life? The Bible says eternal life is know your God and Jesus whom He sent. Of course, it takes eternity for us to know God. Because God is so big. Am I right? There's so much more about God that you don't know. So, be better in your prayer and your word. And coming to identity, Pastor Sean talked about our identity. Basically, he derived from Peter. We are a chosen people, a royal, a holy, a people belonging to God. That's where we derive our identity. Today, I'm going to talk about praying together. First of all, let me basically talk about prayer. What is it all about? In a simple statement for you to understand, prayer is a doorknob that opens one world to the world of God. Okay, in Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7, it says that, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Prayer is prayer, but supplication is more intense. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, so that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guide your mind and your heart through Christ Jesus. So basically, a person in the state of anxiousness, you can change to be peace. That surpasses all understanding. By what? By prayer and supplication. So prayer is inviting the divine to our natural, to our limitation. Prayer is making the impossible to become possible. Prayer is helping us to change the course to become according to God's will and His purpose. Have you heard of this phrase? More problem, more story. More story, more glory. It's all about how, yes, we going through life is so much maybe trouble, problem. But if you dare, you bring pass through the door of prayer, you'll become glory and more story for you to tell. Right? So that's what prayer is. Now, better in praying together. In the Bible, there are more Bible verses on praying together. There are more incidences on praying together than pray by oneself or individual. And together, our God is a God of togetherness. He is a community. Our God is eternally one essence manifested in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So together is very much God's idea. It's in the Bible. Body of Christ is in the Bible. Okay, let me go through a few verses with you all. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11, is Paul wrote to the Corinthians. He says here, you also must help us by prayer so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. If you were to read a few verses before verse 11, Paul is talking about how he was afflicted in the region of Asia. How it's like a death sentence unto him. How he was persecuted. But then he said he has hope in God. And he believed God will do it again and again. And yet, in the midst of all that, he said, you please come alongside and pray with me. Okay? The beauty of this verse is this. He said, you pray with me. You pray for me. Then there will be blessing. What is a blessing? Blessing is when God answers prayer. Correct? That's a blessing. And then, whoa, people will give thanks. Because if you participate in praying for that person or praying for the incidents, when God answers prayer, you will give thanks. Right? Then you will strengthen your faith. God will also testify to us individually of who He is. That He is a God that hears and answers prayer. Yeah? So prayers of many is powerful. Then in Romans 15 verse 30, again Paul wrote it. He said, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf. The context is this. The unbelieving Jews is coming against strong on Paul. Because Paul has been converting the Gentiles. Not only that, he didn't make the Gentiles follow the law of Moses. And these unbelieving Jews also hearing that Paul is teaching about no need to follow the law of Moses. So it got them very upset. And they are intending to kill Paul. So out of desperation, this is what Paul cry out and send out this letter. You pray with me. Even Paul, as such a great man of God, he humbly asked for prayer. Now, in my journey of life, I have a few scenarios that where I was so desperate for prayer. I want to share with you all this wonderful testimony. 9 years ago, after giving birth to my daughter, about 3 years later, after giving birth to her, so what happened was that I had this consistent pain on my right. So I went for a few doctors. I landed myself in a gynae. So the gynae found a cyst of 4 centimeters in my right side. So because of the pain, he pressed me for surgery. But this time I experienced my first child, cesarean, my fourth child also cesarean. And I don't like the fact that I had to go through OT, operation theater. So I plead with God, say, God, I don't want to be like Tong Jiyo. You know what is Tong Jiyo? Being butchered, okay? Always going through all this again and go into the anesthetic and all those things. I find that my body react differently after. So I really plead with God, say, God, I don't want. Then went home, I told my husband, my family, my children, they all lay hand pray for me. Of course, we asked the church brother, sister to pray, leaders pray for us, and also then my husband went for a pastor's fellowship. They also prayed for me. A month later, really, as I enter the clinic, the nurse said, okay, I'm going to prepare you for admission. I said, okay, wait, we'll see what the doctor say. I went to the clinic, then the doctor scanned me. He scanned on my right. He didn't say anything to me. Then he went and scanned on my left. He said, no, doctor, it's on my right. He said, I know, I cannot find it, so I must check properly. At the end, really, the cyst is gone. So I really thank God for that. Now, I want to share with you another testimony. This happened to another lady by the name of Teresa as well. Okay, she's from the Chinese church in Puchong. So the moral of the story is, if you want to experience miracle, you change your name to Teresa. No, of course. So what happened to her was that she has a cyst of 6.8 centimeter. Then she got pregnant, so she went and scanned. And the baby growing alongside with the cyst became 7.3. So in desperation, she asked for prayer. Life group leader pray, healing room ministry pray, the leaders pray. Then she went back to be checked. It became only 4.23 centimeter. Praise God. But the best news is, 2 weeks later, the cyst was gone. This happened just maybe a month plus ago. You can watch the testimony in the website of a healing room, okay, of our church in Puchong. Amazing. So, when you have needs, humble yourself, ask for prayer. Okay? Then all of us will experience with you, when God bless you, the testimony of the Lord became so sure that it make us, all of us. He said, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. We are simple, but with God, we are wise because we have this God that can heal and hear our prayer and heal us. Yeah? So, don't be shy to come forth and request for prayer. Amen. Next, Matthew 18:19 says, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. As I'm preparing this, I also asking God, what is the latest thing that happened in me that I can share and encourage you all? So this happened just really so recently. Last Wednesday, I came to know this entrepreneur that has not been doing well in his business. I think for the last maybe 4 or 5 months, he has been so quiet and he came to know the Lord. So last week, because of what he shared with me, so I invited Ruth to come with me to pray for him. He stayed in section 17. So I still remember we spent about 1 hour plus inviting the presence of God, worship, then praying for him and his also physical needs. Then a day later, let me read to you what he wrote in the WhatsApp. He said, Teresa, I had one shred of good news today. Although my challenges are far from over and I need much more. He's talking about his business. I feel bad, sounds greedy. But I must somehow feel this is a grace from God. And also, I must thank you for helping me and teaching me in prayers and etc. I'm very thankful for this small slice. I immediately enter a room, say a prayer, and ask for further guidance to solve the bigger picture. So, 3 hours praying. Just 2 days later, God did something. Right? That's so beautiful. So when two of us gather in his name, praying, asking, God will respond. Amazing. Okay. Next, Isaiah 56:7. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The house of God is a house of prayer. Well, it's beyond really a house of great fellowship, a house of exchanging ideas and connecting lives. It's called house of prayer. So you have chance to come together. Make it a point to try to pray. Then, all this with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer. This is the incident after the disciples saw Jesus ascended to heaven. Then they all gathered together after that in the upper room. And they devote themselves, giving themselves to prayer. Do you know all this is how many of them? 120. They give themselves to prayer. All right. Now, so we, in this house of every nation, we believe in coming together and pray. Okay, so I put down all platform that we all can come together and pray. Monthly, third Tuesday, 8:30 to 10. Then, pre-service prayer. All right, 9 to 9:15. Second service, pre-service prayer. Intercessory prayer, Saturday weekly. All right, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And last but not least, the live group. Live group is where you meet more consistently. Try to make it a point if you are live group leader, right? To gather people to pray. And also, you think that if you are just a member and your live group leader might be busy with so many things running through his mind, you can suggest to him or you can highlight to him, why don't we pray? All right? Then, why we pray together? Praying together is likened to a school of prayer. Of course, you can learn about prayer through sermon, reading the Word of God like Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. But a lot of time you need on-the-job training. Because spirit of prayer also is caught. Now, when you come together and pray, those who are more seasoned believers, as you hear them pray, you learn from them. They pray, they use certain words, and they pray for certain situation. And they also pray using the Word of God. So all these things are learning. Okay, you learn from a seasoned Christian. At the same time, when you come together and pray, my practice is we always invite the Holy Spirit to lead us. Because Holy Spirit is spirit of prayer. Alright? So, let me give you just an example. Have you ever been to a situation where you pray, then something prompts in your heart? Then, as you are praying, you hear other people pray about the same thing. Right? So, that is how Holy Spirit works. He drops thoughts into your heart. And as you are new in coming together and pray, you feel shy to speak out and pray like that. But as you hear, they pray exactly what God has put in your heart, then you realize, oh, that is Holy Spirit speaking to me. Then, as you sensitize yourself with the Holy Spirit, then you will learn to pray even more as how the Holy Spirit, you'll be bold. All of us has room to improve in the area of prayer. Because all of us has room to improve, to hear from the Holy Spirit. So come together, all right? And you come together, you are learning how to pray. Okay, from each other, and you are learning how to pray from the Holy Spirit. Next, praying together is like a fireplace. Of course, a fireplace is a place where the bundle of wood was burning and create heat. Imagine you take out wood, you leave it just outside. It will cool off and die off the fire. Same. At times you don't know how to pray, you don't have passion to pray, and you don't feel like praying. You know what you need to do? It's not going to watch social media. You know, go and lepak, drink tea alive, you know, and try to stay alive with tea alive, but it doesn't work, okay? You'll die faster, no, just joking, all right? So, you come to be found in a house of God, which is a house of prayer. Get yourself ignited again to want to pray, okay? To be in the thick of what God is doing. Now, praying together is like a powerhouse. Many in agreement, coming together, will create the force of momentum and bring about greater result. It's just a fact of life. So in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 30, or the other way around, I cannot really remember, but it says one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So the coming of two the result become tenfold. Of course, this is with heaven's backup, right? One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, it says that our prayer is likened unto incense before God. And the heavenly hosts are holding bowls of incense, collecting the prayer of the saints. So, as one person pray, the incense go up to God. Well, good. But as individual gather together, group upon groups of people are praying, it becomes like literally the whole jungle is burning. And you can imagine the incense and go up to the throne room of God. It will be so immense. And God liked the sweet aroma of that incense. And when it pleases God and God takes delight in it, God will pour forth His blessing. So the power of coming together and pray is so immense. Just like you experienced before, the haze was so immense, right? The burning in the Kalimantan jungle, it was so immense. Same. Let it be like our prayer that is so immense before God. And God will pour forth His blessing as He takes delight in our prayer. So I want to share with you this testimony. In the month of March, April this year, about that season, a few ladies came forward to ask for prayer for to be pregnant. So I prayed. But sadly, one or two of them got miscarriage even. So I was like, devastated. God, what is happening? Anyway, God is good. So because just who God is, He is good. So I still remember because it's such a significant date. On the Easter morning, I was awakened with a dream. In that dream, I was pregnant. All of you are like, wow, four already not enough. But okay, I'm just kidding. I was pregnant. So I was in shock. So I told the doctor, doctor, it's impossible. Medically, I redo whatever that's necessary, all right? To tie, you know, the doctor say clip already, you know, won't get pregnant anymore. And then physically, I'm already approaching menopause. So it's impossible that I'm pregnant. Then the doctor said again, no, you are pregnant. So as I awakened from that dream, I felt this is what God put into my heart. Whatever that you think is physically impossible or medically impossible, it will be because of the work of God. So with that dream, I prayed. I just prayed for this a few people that God has put in my heart to believe with them for pregnancy. So there go on April. Come May, during corporate prayer meeting, I was the one that coordinate, chair the meeting then. So there were about 100 of us. So one of the items we prayed for is pray against infertility. So I rally. So group upon groups, we come together and pray. Now after May until today, it's like a wind that God blow through our congregation. We have 9 ladies that got pregnant. 9 of them, I counted. And out of the 9 of them, 2 of them are the difficult case. So God is amazing. You know, it's exciting to be in the middle of what God is doing. Because God is amazing. Because God is always at work. So you want to be in what God is doing. Then you will experience your God. And then you know that your God is faithful and He is the one that's almighty, alive, and making things happen. Right? That is so powerful. All right? So, coming together to pray is a powerhouse. Be found in the powerhouse. Be found in the midst of what God is doing. It's an adventure with God. And life is so beautiful and so meaningful and so purposeful when you are with God. Now, how to pray together? The first words I want to introduce to you is steadfast. Steadfast is basically resolute. You are fixed and you are not moving until you see something happen. I want to relate to you this incident found in the Bible. This is in Acts chapter 12. But in verse 5, we say here, so Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Earnest prayer. Now, what happened was, Herod killed James. And then when he killed James, he saw that it pleased the Jews. So, thereafter, he catched Peter and threw him in jail. Then, come verse 5, talking about the church come together earnestly praying for Peter. And their earnestly is not one meeting, one night. No. It's at least 7 to 8 nights. Because from the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Passover is about a duration of a week. So before Herod wanted to take him out to public trial, the night before, A light shone in the cell of Peter, and an angel appeared. The three of them, which is Peter and the two guards. You see, Peter is such a so-called important prisoner or criminal. They chain him to other two guards. So very unlikely you can escape. You move, the other two fellows will know. Correct, no? But three of them were so soundly asleep. Angel had to wake them up, and yet the other two still asleep. Right? So the chain got broken. So Peter thought he was still in a dream, but it's exactly what is happening to him then. Then the angel lead him past through two doors, and there are two guards there. Also, they've fast fallen asleep. It's a miracle. He passed through the door, and the last one is the gate. And the chain opened by itself. Right? It's a miracle. And Peter escaped. Now, it doesn't end there. In Acts, it doesn't end there. And King Herod, after that, he full of himself, he became so proud. Then when people praise him, when he give a speech, right? People pray, you have the voice of God, you are like God. He embraced it. And because of his pride, God strike him. God sent an angel to strike him. He died by eating up by worms. That's what was recorded, chapter 12. All this happened because the church was earnestly praying. They have already lost James. They cannot lose Peter, another important apostle then. So the church came together and prayed earnestly. Now, what are other words that other version use on replace the word earnest is constant? Keep doing. Fervent prayer and persistently make without ceasing. Non-stop. Strenuously, that means you put in effort. You fast. You cry before God. It's not the leopard kind of praying, like saying for your meal and all that, right? It's strenuously and continual. When was the last time that you had this earnest posture? Can you think of any? Was it that you were chasing for your sales to close a certain amount so that you can have incentive trip and have your bonus? Relentlessly going out to work, very hardworking until at night, right? Or was it when you play your competitive games, your badminton, or your futsal, or whatever, okay? That losing is not an answer. Broken arms, broken leg, lying on the floor, so you want to win the game. What else? That you have been earnest and persistent, chasing the Korean drama. You want to make sure the lovebird at the end really get married, not the another boy or girl come along, or not even the mother-in-law or father-in-law. They try to stop, chasing episode after episode. Or you try to win the next level of handphone game, video game, right? I saw some of my children, when they are earnest on that, they cannot break through a level. They will go and look at a YouTube commentator, you know, how to do it. All that. Do y'all do that? Yeah, I saw some. They're nodding their head. But they're earnest that you are not giving up until something happened, right? So, adapt that kind of posture in your prayer. Coming together, okay? Don't want to give up because, raining lah, you know, friends got this party lah, calling out for a special treat of food inside. No, if it's time, Tuesday, corporate prayer meeting, you go be found in the house of God. Let nothing stop you to come together and pray. God is good when we come together and pray. Well, he will command a blessing as you pray in unity. Now, one accord. So, of one heart, one mind in agreement, one accord. Again, these are the same words, Romans 15, verse 30. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of Spirit, to strive together with me, believing with me. At times, we need people to stand with us, to believe with us for things that's impossible, for things that is above and beyond human. Come together with me, agreeing with me in prayer to God and my behalf. Now, I want to highlight to you this historical incident called the Miracle of Dunkirk. Dunkirk is a town and it has a beachfront. In 1940, during the World War II, the Allied forces, which is of Belgium, France, and British, they were caught in this beachfront. 336,000 men trapped. The best strategy then is to evacuate. But the German force came in so hard on them, and their German fighters from the air. They kill thousands upon thousands upon thousands. So it's so difficult. It's like doomsday is going to happen. Praise God. King George the VI make a national rally. Call for a national day of prayer. Asking the people to pray, to ask God for divine intervention. Flocks upon flocks of people going to church all across Britain to pray. The next day, miracle happened. Literally, so fast it happened. There arose a violent storm. It grounded all the fighting jets of the German, so they cannot take off. One day is such a violent storm, the next day, it was a hush. A hush like never seen for a generation in the channel of Dunkirk. Then evacuation take place. When the evacuation is called Operation Dynamo, not only the military ship, but small ship, every form of ship come in to evacuate the 336,000 men. Praise God, they were delivered. It's through prayer, coming together in one accord. It has changed the course of history. Wow, it brought so much warmth to my heart. Because when we're willing to sacrifice and come together and pray, when we are serious about it, God is serious also. Do you want to be serious or you take it lightly? Even whatever that is happening in our nation maybe, do you take it lightly or are you serious to want to see God's kingdom come and God's will be done? Coming together to pray is really powerful. In one accord, agreement, shake the heavens and the earth. Next, believe. When we come together to pray, we must have faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. It started off, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So he says here again, continuously, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. He is what? He is a Lord God Almighty. He's a God of heaven and earth. He is for mercy and truth. And he has limitless resources. And he will reward us if we choose to seek him earnestly, diligently. Do you believe? Again, if you are serious with God, God is serious with you. I want to highlight to you to bring about the contrast of the unbelieving Israelites. Now, in Deuteronomy, highlight this. Yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God. It's talking about the unbelieving Israelites because of the disbelief. They cannot enter into the promised land. Now, what do you mean by yet for all that? What does it mean by all that? The all that are the miracles that God has shown it to the Israelites. The 10 plagues, right, that happened in Egypt. So the king released them. Then they passed through the Red Sea. The Red Sea opened. Wow, the Red Sea opened. Have you ever tried to walk to Indonesia for yourself? Okay, not possible, right? That sea never opened for you. But the Red Sea opened for them as they are in wilderness. Pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. Manna, pick up manna from the floor. Quail, barbecue, Kenny Rogers way. I don't know how they do it, okay? And coming to ask them to conquer the land, they say, no, they are giant. They cannot believe. Even though they see so many miracles. And God said, they disobey me because of their unbelief. They cannot enjoy the land that filled with milk and honey. But Caleb and Joshua is of a different spirit. You know what Caleb said after he came back from the promised land? So they are crying away, complaining, oh, we cannot, they are giant and this and that. Then Caleb said, no, they are not. Their protection has departed from them. If God will go with us and he will fight for us. These giants, they are bred to us. That is the faith and the level of belief that Caleb has. So Caleb and Joshua, they entered in the promised land because of their belief. They believe that God can. Because they remember who God is to them. All the signs, wonders, and miracles. You know what is it called sign? Because sign is pointing to something. It's pointing you to God. That is sign. So I want to share with you just a journey that brought me through praying for the nation. On GE13, a few months before, because of what is happening to the government, I felt the one thing I can do is prayer. So I pray, but it didn't happen. Anyway, so it's okay. I think God has his way of how he wants things to happen. Then before GE14, 3-4 years before. I have been Christian for 35 years in this nation. I never seen prayer offered to God as group coming together like that season. From time to time, churches always rally together to pray. From Anglican church, they also open up their door, come and pray with us. Come and pray together for nation. I've been attending prayer after prayer for the nation before GE14. Then come GE14. God caused such a turnaround. It's really a miracle. Do you all know that? I don't want to go into the detail, but it was a miracle. It's just how God sovereignly turned and gave us a new government. Now, if you were with us then, a few years before GE14, if you were with us, there's Pastor Jim Lefon, the prophet of our house, even give a word. The word was 3 years before. When he gave that word, there going to be a turn of a government by a new party. Nobody can foresee that, because then there's no such a new party. When come GE14, things happen. Godly, by his sovereign mercy, because of the people been crying out to him, many who have been crying out like never before in this nation for our government, there is a turning around. I really praise God for that. It has testified to me. I enjoy the blessing and seeing God at work, right? But yet, is there new Malaysia yet? It seems very far. Am I right or not? Because of what we have seen currently with the political scenario. We can choose to believe and enter into our promised land. Or we can choose to grumble, murmur, and complain and stay in the wilderness for the next 40 years. So, I find that however, whatever our nation is going through, we can take dominions by pray and believe. People might say different things or all kinds of negative things. We choose to shut our mouth. We choose to believe. Steadfast, believing, keep pushing. Believing for God to bring about the new Malaysia that's aligned to his purpose, to his character, full of righteousness, impartiality, justice for all, social harmony. We choose to believe. And we take dominion on that through prayer. Now you go about your daily life. You take dominion on your spheres of influence, your job, your workplace. You practice all that God wants you to practice, the righteousness. You are in that place doing it. Praise God. God give you that dominion. But you can take dominion on our nation by praying and believing. Cascade down to just not only nation, church. We still see chairs, services that need to be filled. There's so many people broken out there. They need to come to the knowledge of God. And they need to taste the goodness and mercy of God. How can we go there? Of course, we believe in making disciples. Maybe in the midst of don't know how or trying to reach out, you start by prayer and believe. Right? You can pray. Start praying for the church, for the pastors, for the leaders, for yourself, that you will walk out the destiny that God has put in you. And cascade down to personal level. Maybe you have struggled in your life. Maybe it's in your parenting. Maybe it's in your mental health. Maybe it's in your finance. Maybe it's in your relationship. You are not enjoying the land that flows with milk and honey. You are not enjoying the abundance life that God has promised, as in the Bible. You're not there yet. What do? You pray. Believe, have faith. Ask other people, come along and pray with you. Pray with me. Be found in the corporate prayer. When God answers prayer, it strengthens your faith. You will pray more. So be found in the house of God to pray. All right? Now, let me recapture this. We come together and pray. Be steadfast. Don't easily give up. I see things don't happen in GE13, but I see things happen in GE14. It testified to me, if I don't give up, if the churches don't give up, things will happen. Okay, be steadfast. Be in one accord. Be in agreement. When people ask for a prayer, you agree with them. What is your faith? What do you believe for? Okay, I believe in you. That should be the posture. One accord. But last but not least, really, believe who God is. Let me close with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Let's take this time to just be silent before God and ask of the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and mind and soul. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for who you are, God. You're Lord God Almighty, O God. You're God of heaven and earth. And yet, Lord, you are merciful. God, in you is truth. In you is life. Hallelujah. Life forevermore. Abundance, O God. So, Lord, today, even as we come together, forgive us, O God, for just the lack of prayer in our life. But, Lord, today we come to you. God, we ask of you to stir within our heart and soul and mind, Holy Spirit, that you be ever in our heart and soul and mind, to stir in within us such desire to pray, to choose to seek your face, oh God, in whatever circumstances that we are in. Be it in the lack or in the abundance, God, we will choose to seek your face, oh Father God, to come to you, oh God, to approach the throne of grace, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thy God, even right now, God. Holy Spirit, stir within the hearts of men the desire to pray together, and believe. And believe you will take pleasure and bless us in return, O God. Oh Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We receive you, O God. Let there be such an increase, O God, in this house. The spirit of prayer. Jesus' name.